Avos Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel 6:3. The Brisa says Halon Mechavero Perik Echad, O Halach Achas, O Pasuk Echad, O Dibra Echad, O Afilu Os Achas. If a person learns from his friend a single chapter, or a single halacha, or a single verse, or a single statement, or even a single letter, Tzarech Linhog Bo Kavod. He needs to treat him with respect, accord him respect. The Mefarshim discuss, what does it mean, even one letter? So the two approaches. One approach is, we're talking about a letter that says Tiferes Yisrael that has like a halachic implication, like the Vav HaChibor that connects the Ve'ela to the previous parsha or something like that. Alternatively, the Kal of Rabasi, which is like a Gaonic text, which the fifth parak of which discusses the sixth parak of Avos over here. It's like one of the Masechtos Katanos. So it says that here, even if you have the proper spelling of word, like there's a go sugyan Shabbos about if is omamos spelled with an ayin or aleph, there's like glowing embers. So even the proper spelling, which has some halakhic ramifications, that would be enough to know to require one to teach his, get, accord his friend with kavod, with respect. Now the truth is, it says here tsarich linhog as opposed to chayav linhog. Doesn't say you have to, you must, but rather you ought to, tsarich. So there are those who learn this is just midas chasidus and actually ikra din, a technical requirement. So how do you know this? Shekin matzino b'David HaMelech Yisrael. We see it from the precedent of David HaMelech, who of course was the gadol ador and the chain in the Mesorah and tzaddik shein kamo. Shlo lamad ma'achitofel ele shnei devarim bilvan. He only learned two halachas from Achitofel. Achitofel was David HaMelech's advisor, and the psukim say how he was so brilliant that consulting with Achitofel, atz Achitofel asher ya'atz biyam mahem ka'asher yish al ish bedvar halokim. It was like a person asking, God directly. Achitofel was of David's advisor, but Achitofel is famous for being a rotten scoundrel. He turned against David, siding with David's son Avshalom in the rebellion against David, and he advised Avshalom to attack and kill David, and even offered to kill David himself. Now, when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Achitofel is one of those who doesn't even have a chelk in Olam Haba, a share in the world to come. And nevertheless, David HaMelech accorded him kavod, for two things Achitofel taught him. What are the two things that Achitofel taught him? So first, there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel, which says that Achitofel advised him not to learn alone, because if you have a charusa, he'll keep on the straight and narrow, he'll catch your mistakes. It's a drash from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. And our second thing is that David HaMelech was taught by Achitofel that he should, when he goes into the base of Elohim, to the base Medrash, or maybe it was the Mishkan, so he should approach it properly, two approaches on what that meant. It's either that he should, not go with Koma Zakufa with in a proud, arrogant way, but rather with, proper reverence and humility in entering the base Elohim, Hashem's home, so to speak, or that he shouldn't go alone. The basis of those limudim are from a pasuk in Tehillim. And the pasuk in Tehillim, which we're about to quote, let me say it, I'll say it inside first, the whole thing here. So this is Tehillim Nunhei, chapter 55, and there we have David HaMelech talking about the insurrection and the treason of Achitofel. And he says over there in pasuk Yud Dalid, Va'ata enosh ke'erki, and you are a man of my equal, of my measure. Alufi umyudai, you are like my mentor, my teacher, my mentor, and also like my close friend. So that's the pasuk that we're going to quote in our Mishnah here. And the very next pasuk says Yachdav namtik sod, together we will cause the secrets of the Torah to be sweet. And that drush there is together we do it, meaning not alone. That's the first limit that we have there in Brachos. And second of all, this is quite an important half a pasuk. We say it when we enter the shul every time. Beveis Elokim Nahalech Baragish. Into the house of God, we walk Baragish. Now, Ragesh, to Pshat, like I said, either it means with the proper emotions, meaning with reverence and humility, or it means in good company, meaning not going alone. To Pshat, and they're most unfortunate, like Rashi and others learn, it means like Barov Am, with a group of people. In any case, the fact that the second pasuk talks about these two limudim, which refer to what Achitofel taught David HaMelech, and yet the previous pasuk says Achitofel was considered to be like David's aluf. He looked at David looked at him as like his rav and his leader. So you see that David HaMelech accorded him extraordinary kavod, even though Achitofel was a bad guy. So says the Mishnah inside here again, Shekein matzinu b'David Melech Yisrael, shelo lamad me'achitofel ela shnei devarim bilvad. David learned just two things from Achitofel, and karo rabo alufo umiyaduo. He called him his teacher, his mentor, his friend. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, this is what I just read to you, va'ata enosh ke'erki alufi umiyudai. You are a man of my worth, my mentor, my good friend. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the Braisa says, valo devarim kol v'chomer. You can learn a kol v'chomer. Uma David HaMelech Yisrael, shlo laman machitofel ela shnei devarim bilvad. When it comes to David HaMelech, he was, right, he's the Gadol Ador, and he's the king of Israel, and he's like this incredibly righteous, holy person, and he learned just two little things from Achitofel, and yet, karo rabo, alufo, miyaduo, he called him, treating him with such respect that he's his teacher, his master, his friend. Haloman mechavero, therefore a regular person, not a David HaMelech person, but just you and me, that learns from our friend being not a terrible person like Achitofel, perik echad, o halacha achas, o pasuk echad, o dibur echad, o afilu os echas, learning from one thing, alachas kama v'kama, although more so shatzarech linhog bo kavod, that we need to treat the person who taught us that with proper respect. Now, there's an obvious question here, which is how do you get from 2 to 1? I mean, they've learned two things. How do you prove from there that even one thing requires one to give kavod? So there are a couple of approaches in the Mefarshim. Obviously, it's everyone asks the question. One approach is, listen, David HaMelech didn't just give him kavod. He went like way above and beyond, for goodness sakes. He, you know, he called him his alufi, and he called him enosh ke'erki. So this is extraordinary, not just ticking a box of giving, you know, perfunctory kavod, but actually going way above. So of course, for a regular person who teaches you one thing, even if it's just one thing, that would be enough. A second approach, which is like, you know, can really be joined with that, is that David HaMelech was David HaMelech, and Achitofel was Achitofel. The rest of us, we learn, we're not David HaMelech, and the people from whom we're learning are not Achitofel, the wicked Achitofel. So therefore, even with such a gap, still David gave kavod. So for us regular people, we should certainly give kavod. A third approach is that Achitofel, in the end of the day, didn't really teach David like, you know, psukim or something. He taught him like on Hagas Tov, said, listen, it's good advice. Don't learn alone. Don't go to the base Kamidrash, you know, with improperly. So those aren't even technical things, and yet David HaMelech afforded him so much kavod. So for sure, if we have teachers that teach us Torah, we should give them kavod. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say now, the Bryce, I should say, excuse me, ve'ein kavod ela Torah. Now, the best reason that one is worthy of honor and respect is not because he's rich and powerful, not because he's beautiful, not because he's, but because he is one who is a repository who's been involved in Talmud Torah. The reason why is because other things are really external to a person. In other words, you respect a person because he's rich, but, you know, he could lose his fortune. You respect a person because he's powerful, he could get out of office. You respect a person because he's beautiful, you know, he could be in a fire, God forbid. So these things are not intrinsic. They don't adhere to the person directly. Whereas a person who's osek in Torah, a person who learns Torah, so the Torah transforms him, becomes a part of him, it's kashur to him. And therefore, when you're respecting the man with the Torah, you respect him, which is like intrinsic to him per se. Shneimar, we bring a proof text. It says, Kavod Chacham Yinchalu. This is a little misleading. There's two separate, like unrelated psukim. That was a fragment of one pasuk, which Kavod Chacham Yinchalu means that the wise will inherit yinchalu, will inherit kavod, they will receive kavod. And another pasuk which says utumimim yinchalu tov, the perfect ones, the righteous ones, yinchalu tov, they will be on the recipients of good. And in this context, ein tov ela Torah, the good we're talking about here in the pasuk is referring specifically to Torah. That's what the tumimim are inheriting, the Torah. How do you know good Tov refers to Torah, from a different pasuk which says, Ki lekach tov nasati lechem, I've given you like a gleaning, a portion that's called good, Torah si al tazovu, don't abandon my Torah. So from the second part of that pasuk, you see that Torah si, my Torah, is referred to as the lekach tov, as a good thing. And therefore you see good in the parsha before, t'mim yinchalu tov, they inherit the good, the perfect ones do, that's the Torah they're inheriting. And that's why Kavod Chamin Chalu, that's why they are worthy of the Chachamim who have the repositories of Torah, they're worthy of Kavod. Now, there's a couple of just questions on the relation of this latter part to the foreign part of the Mishnah. Some learn that there's focus here is that the first part of the Mishnah talks about someone who taught you Torah. What if someone who just never taught you Torah, but he himself is a Torah repository, he's a Torah giant? So again, here you have to give him Kavod for what he knows. Second of all, Rashi focuses on a different angle, which is that we're talking about respecting your teachers. So we're saying, listen, you might have a teacher who taught you secular studies or how to, you know, become a professional. He taught you how to be a good plumber. So, fine. Everyone's worthy of respect. Every tzel and lekin's worthy of respect. But the special kavod we're talking about here of our Mishnah is when someone teaches you something of eternal value, that's your ticket to nitzchias in Olam Haba, and that would be specifically Torah as opposed to other kinds of teachings. And that's where we're focused on the second part here. We're talking about it's the chum who repositories of tov, which are the Torah, they're the ones who are nochel kavod, who are worthy of receiving our respect.